Penguin Random House Audio presents Minecraft Legends, Return of the Piglins, an official Minecraft novel by Matt Forbeck. Read for you by Sean Patrick Hopkins. Prologue.
Where is Critton?
The great Bungus's bellow echoed throughout the crude throne room of their crumbling piglin bastion.
I need their smarts, and I need them now.
As the leader of perhaps the largest and arguably the most powerful clan of piglins in the entire Nether, Bungus liked to make demands and to have them answered instantly. They hadn't fought their way to the top of this heap to have people ignore their demands, no matter how ridiculous they might be. The fact that Critton seemed to be avoiding them once again, if not outright hiding from their entirely righteous wrath, made their blood boil like the lakes of lava that bubbled through the bastion's broken walls.
You don't need them,
Uggub grunted.
You got me.
Bungus side-eyed the massive piglin brute.
You're not smart, just strong. The kind of trouble we got now, muscles can't help with. We need smarts to fix it. Critton's smarts.
Uggub grunted louder, huffing with indignity at the idea that sheer brawn wasn't the solution to every issue.
Muscle got you this bastion. Muscle can keep it.
Bungus leaped up from the rough stone throne and backhanded Uggub across the floor.
Did your muscle stop that? Huh?
Uggub wiped their jaw clean as they pushed to their feet. They glared at Bungus as if their eyes could shoot arrows straight through the piglin boss's head. Bungus snorted at Uggub.
There's too much out there in the Nether that can kill us. Too many other piglins who want what we got. Muscle's not enough to stop it. The walls of this bastion can't last against it all either. It's too much. We need smarts.
Hearing how much Bungus needed their help, Critton decided it might be worth risking their wrath. The much smaller piglin adjusted their robes, slipped out of their hiding space behind Bungus's throne, and leaped into the light shining down through the battered bastion's broken roof.
I got smart,
Critton said, their voice bright and hopeful and only quivering with the faintest bit of fear.
I got just the kind of smart you need, right here in my head. I can help.
Bungus spun around and backhanded the overeager piglin in the other direction. Critton, who was less than half the size of the towering Bungus and Uggub, rolled away like a chewed-up skull until they smacked into the room's far wall. They lay there stunned for a moment at the mostly unexpected reversal of fortune. Critton shook their head clear.
What did I do?
Bungus stalked toward them, thick hands squeezed into massive fists.
That's not what's wrong. The trouble is what you didn't do.
Critton cowered as the long shadow of their leader loomed over them.
I've been trying. You know I've been trying.
Trying is not good enough.
Bungus stomped their booted foot.
I might try not to squash you. I might fail at that, too.
I helped you take over this bastion,
Critton shouted up at Bungus, terrified but somehow still defiant.
I help you keep it.
You try to help us keep it,
Uggub snorted.
If we fail at that, some other piglins will take it from us.
Bungus gasped at the idea that Uggub had finally given voice to. The thought that Bungus's clan had grown so weak that some other piglin clan might be able to kick them out of the bastion, or worse.
It would only be fair, thought Critton. That's how Bungus got this bastion after all.
Never,
Bungus thundered at Uggub.
That will never happen. We will not let it.
Uggub snorted dismissively.
That's what Grungert said, too, before you took the bastion from them. This is the Piglin way. We take until we are taken.
Bungus refused to accept any of that.
Not this time. Not from us. Not from me.
Uggub snuffled at the slightly larger Piglin.
What makes you so different?
Critton could see the seeds of betrayal already growing in the brute's thick skull. Bungus stabbed a scarred and meaty finger at Critton.
Because the smart one here will stop it. They will find a way to protect us, to keep this bastion for us.
Us?
Critton shook their head, wondering if the traitorous thoughts growing in Uggub's head had begun to infect their own mind, too.
You mean you?
Bungus chuckled.
This is not about me anymore. Not just about me. It's about us.
Uggub's brow creased as the brute struggled to understand Bungus's line of reasoning. The brute wasn't particularly practiced at thinking.
How do you figure?
If I fall, the clan falls with me. We don't have enough piglins to defend this place without me. Not anymore. And when we don't have enough piglins...
Critton finished the boss's sentence in a much quieter voice.
The other piglin clans will charge in and destroy whoever's left.
Despite how soft Critton's voice had become, those words echoed through the otherwise utterly silent throne room. Even Uggub realized that Critton was right, but that only made the brute madder. They turned toward the smaller piglin, their face contorted with rage.
So what are you going to do about it, smart one?
Critton froze, their eyes darting toward the throne room's only exit. A pair of well-armed piglin guards stood just outside of it, pretending that they hadn't heard the entire conversation. Critton would never make it past them. Cornered, Critton leaped to their feet instead and squared off against Bungus, doing their level best not to tremble in fear, and failing at that, too. The best they could hope for was that the way they were shaking might come across as rage.
You think I haven't been trying? I'm doing everything I can. It's not my fault.
Bungus advanced toward Critton, and the advisor hastened to clarify themselves.
It's not even yours. I studied what happened with the last 5 leaders in charge of this bastion, and none of them could stop this from happening either.
Bungus stabbed Critton in the chest with a thick finger, pressing the smaller piglin against the wall hard enough to make their heart hurt.
Maybe you're the problem. Maybe it's me. Either way, you got one last chance to fix this.
And if I don't?
Critton was tired of taking abuse like this. They had worked alongside Bungus for a long time now, and it had been a good partnership, one that benefited them both. It had gotten them this bastion, something they'd been working toward for as long as Critton could remember. But now that they'd achieved that, what would happen next? Bungus drew a thumb across their throat and then jerked it over their shoulder.
Then you're out of here, into the Nether, on your own.
Critton recoiled as far as the wall would allow, which wasn't much.
That's a death sentence. The hoglins out there will eat me alive.
Bungus chortled.
Then at least you'd finally do some good for somebody.
For the zoo. When it comes to being a zookeeper, I'm an absolute failure. Farnum thought, as he hiked through the overworld, glad that no one could hear him confessing what he really thought of himself. It was hard enough keeping up appearances around his friends so that they wouldn't abandon him. He just couldn't lie that well to himself. The sun hung high in the nearly cloudless sky, shining down on Farnum and the rolling landscape that tumbled toward the mountain range just out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?